In several weeks, the Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce will be distributing an updated insert to go with the annual chamber membership directory that was issued around the time of the chamber banquet. We learn more about this insert from Chamber President and CEO Meredith Cadell.
What happens is a lot of times people will join the chamber in January, February, March, or even up till now, and they still go on our website and they still can put their business cards out on display, but they're not actually in the membership directory. And that's what we hand out to every single person that walks in the door. If they want a phone book, they get a phone book and a membership directory. Everybody that calls for information, like relocation packets, they get a membership directory. And so what we decided to do this year is just create a simple insert that we'll put into all of our membership directories when we hand them out. And they will have all the new members that have joined from January up until now. So hopefully by the last week of July, which I guess is next week, hopefully we'll have that going to print so that we'll be able to kind of just give an extra benefit for those chamber members that have joined in 2014 but that haven't been in that membership directory.
So they can take that insert and put it right in the current membership directory and be up to date.
Absolutely. And also if a business has changed ownership, has moved, a new contact person, any of that information, telephone number, fax number, if any of that's changed, we can kind of do an update as well, and we'll just put that in as updated information in that insert. So anybody that's paying attention, if they will contact us, call us, email us, stop by or whatever, and give us their new information, that way we can update that membership directory, and it doesn't have to go a full 12 months before being updated.
How is the website for the chamber? How's that coming along and how's that working?
It's great. It's a wonderful tool for people. We have people going to it every single day looking for different businesses and stuff. It's hard to keep it updated. I think right now it still has some ice cream information. So we're kind of in that lull between ice cream and stew that we need to get all the stew forms updated. So hopefully by August 1, those will be completed and up to date. So it's difficult. It's just Kathy and myself here in the office, and so we're trying to do all that. So if it's not completely updated on the front page, at least the businesses are. So they can go on there and get all their information about all the different members we have, phone numbers and all that.
Anybody spies anything that looks like needs to be changed that gets updated, they'll just contact you.
Absolutely. They can even contact us through the website if they want to join online or they want more information. I get even on my cell phone, it sends me an email that says so-and-so wants to update this or so-and-so wants more information or wants information about this business. So I get those every single day. We get emails from the website that tells us what needs to be fixed, if somebody sees something or if they want us to put something on the calendar or if they want us to update an event or information, we can do that.
KSST News.